It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, you know, the NBA had put up for bid their rights package, and TNT has been on the outside looking in, right? There, we know what the rumors were. What, NBC is coming back into the basketball arena because they were going to use the John Tesh song Round Ball Rock, and TNT was going to lose the rights to the NBA. Amazon was going to get a package of NBA games, and Barkley had said, because this will be their final season, Barkley had said he's going to retire. He's not moving networks. TNT just released a statement. We're proud of how we have delivered for basketball fans by providing best-in-class coverage throughout our four-decade partnership with the NBA. In an effort to continue our longstanding partnership, during both exclusive and non-exclusive negotiation periods, we acted in good faith to present strong bids that were fair to both parties. Regrettably, the league informed us of its intention to accept other offers for the games in our current rights package, leaving us to proceed under the matching rights provision, which is an integral part of our current agreement and the rights we have paid for under it. We have reviewed the offers, and this includes the one to Amazon, and matched one of them. This is TNT announcing. This will allow fans to keep enjoying our unparalleled coverage, including the best live game production in the industry and our iconic studio shows and talent, while building on our proven 40-year commitment for many more years. Our matching paperwork was submitted to the league today. We look forward to the NBA executing our new contract. This is going to be an interesting one. Yeah. Because the league has made it clear that they have accepted offers from other parties, other networks, and TNT was not included. TNT, though, has a matching rights provision. Now, the question is whether the league will believe, because a lot of times the matching rights provision, you'll come in and say, okay, I'm matching it, and here's, you know, but it's not exact. Like, here's the slight differences. It looks to me like TNT, by releasing this statement to the public, is anticipating some sort of pushback from the NBA, who seems to have already agreed to a deal with Amazon and NBC. I forget who else. This is going to be interesting. I have a feeling that this might head towards the courts, or it might head towards everyone getting a broadcast package. Amazon, TNT, NBC, Whammy 69 in Miami, ESPN, as Jimmy points out, 560 WQAM, and the rest. Be very interesting. But TNT has released a public statement saying, we have invoked our matching rights clause. We have matched it. And we look forward to continuing our partnership with the NBA. So they are being unequivocal in their explanation, saying we've still got the rights to air NBA games. We'll have to see what the NBA responds with.
No matter what happens, the NBA is going to win on this one.
Woo! I mean, this is like a $76 billion 11-year rights package for all the combined rights holders. Like, it's insane.
It's wild. And now whoever that other station was that TNT matched their offer, if I'm the NBA, I go back to the other state. Hey, TNT match, what you got? Oh, well, $78 billion. Okay.
That's why I think it actually ends up going to all of them. I think that they're going to try to keep everyone happy on this situation. And so they go back to TNT and they go, you know what? You were going to give us whatever, $15 billion. We're going to take $11 billion. You're going to get some fewer games, but now you don't have to invest that much money. And then they go to Amazon. They go, we're going to create a small package for you guys that is this much. all it does is make it more confusing for us, the consumer. But I get it. This is, I mean, this is the reality that we live in when it comes to streaming services and content distribution. Like, there's just so many content distributors that this is the reality we live in. So if you want to watch the games, you've got to pay attention to where you're going to be able to get them. I don't think this genie is going back inside the bottle anytime soon.
No. And that genie is going to give some $60 million, $70 million a year contracts out coming up here soon.
To people that you're going to scratch your head and go, what?
He's making $54 million a year? Yes, he is.
The other thing we're watching, as we have been all day, Jordan Love has told the Packers he is not going to practice unless he gets a new contract. He was seventh in the NFL in passing yards. Tua was first. He was second in the NFL in passing TDs. But he will not continue on. He will not practice. That doesn't mean he won't play. But he won't practice because he's not going to give up game checks, I would imagine.
No.
But he's not going to practice without a new contract.
I think they call it sitting in now. Instead of a holdout, they hold in or something. It's weird what the new CBA did. But, yeah, no, more love to him. I never get mad at a guy that sits out and wants to get paid. You think you're worth it? Sit out.
Yeah. Is that the new deal? If you show up and don't practice, they can't fine you. But if you just don't show up to practice, then that's when they start fining you. Is that?
Well, I think if you announce that you're not going to practice, I imagine you can get fined, but I think the fines for missing practices are pretty nominal. You're going to make that up in your new contract. Like, it's just a ROI discussion. Like, okay, if you get fined the max, you miss this many days, but we're asking for this and we think we'll actually get this. Does it make sense? When it gets into games, though, and you start missing game checks, that's when I would imagine, and that stuff gets worked out all the time. It happened with Lamar Jackson. Remember? I mean, he had demanded a trade. I mean, didn't Lamar Jackson like pen a farewell letter in the newspaper to Baltimore fans? Like,
I'm gone.
Yeah. So this stuff gets worked out if the team wants the player, which is this weird hiccup that I'm having with Tua and the Dolphins. We'll find out.
Different approach.
What's the approach? Miss off your best quarterback since Dan Marino?
Wait, have your strategy behind who you're going to sign when and stick to your guns.
Well, for what? I don't understand I don't understand what the benefit is.
I was on the other side of this until Trevor Lawrence got paid and now Jordan Love's sitting out. Now it's paid to him. You just said it. Like, these numbers, Jordan Love was very good in 9 games. Tua has been an all pro. Like, man, this man deserves his bread.
You want Tua over-unders? This is from Bet Online for the upcoming season. Over-under on passing touchdowns.
25.5. Wow.
Over-under on passing yards.
38.
4,050.
Whew, that's a lot of yards.
And let's see. Interceptions. Over-under on interceptions for the season.
13.
12.5. But when you look at those numbers, I mean, just whether you like to or not, if I tell you going into the season, Vegas has your quarterback's over-under at over 4,000 yards, over 25 touchdowns. What are you doing? You goofing around.
He's going to be top 3 in every category like last year, this year. Then there's going to be games in December and January that everybody are going to put his whole career on.
Right.
We've seen him. We know he can play ball. Now he has to win.
I don't know. Tyreek Hill. Receiving yards for the season. Tyreek Hill.
Right. Same as last year. 1,800.
1,375.
13. Whew, over.
Let's see. Tyreek Hill receiving TDs.
11.
9.5. See what other Dolphins props Bet Online has here. A bunch of Devon Achane props. I'll save that for Zach Gelb on Wednesday. Jalen Ramsey. total INTs?
4.
3.5. Look at you. You're like a prognosticator.
Jack.
Jalen Waddle receiving touchdowns.
6.
5. Jalen Waddle receiving yards.
Ooh, 950.
1,000. receptions. Raheem Mostert rushing touchdowns.
14.
8.5.
After, what do you have, 20 last year? 17?
He can't. I think it was like 18 or something. Yeah. He can't replicate that, though.
No way. Yeah. And A-Chan now getting the ball. They drafted a young back.
Right. Yeah. Raheem Mostert rushing yards for the season.
Oh, 880.
700.
Yeah. They got to be putting into account that he's not going to get the ball that much.
Yeah, he's just not going to get that kind of work again. Maybe he will, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
Anyway, let's get headlines from Dan Day. Start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Here are your 4 o'clock headlines.
And they're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Of course, Hawk, you mentioned that Jordan Love going to be sitting out practice till he gets a new contract. In case you missed it, training camp begins this Wednesday the 24th.
How about that?
Summer's over.
So is it open to the they usually have some dates that are open to the public and stuff. I gotta look through all this stuff. I'm a little behind. I'm still on vacation mode. Are you going anywhere big this summer, Crowder, or is your traveling all done?
We did North Carolina. My son's going to like a life prep camp in D.C. We'll probably take him up there.
Important.
But yeah, I just work.
What is a life prep camp?
You get to like follow around a politician one day, an attorney the next day. Then he writes reports every night about it. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I used to just go to basketball camp. But yeah, my wife's smart.
Last summer, you were doing shows from Egypt.
Mm. Yeah.
All over the globe. No big trips this summer.
Nah, ran out of money.
CrowderProuder.com.
Love that money.
The Heat did defeat the Warriors in the semis of the Summer League tournament yesterday, 102-99. They faced the Grizzlies in the championship tonight at 8 o'clock.
This is interesting. Barry Jackson tweets out, a source confirms TNT matched Amazon's NBA contract to take effect in 2025-26. But because Amazon is a streaming service and TNT is not, the NBA could challenge Turner's right to match. Could head to court, perhaps a settlement, intrigue to follow. See, that there's always like, so you go, okay, I have a right to match. Let's just to round things up. You go, they offered $1 million to air 5 games. Okay, we offer $1 million to air 5 games. We've matched their offer. Well, then the NBA comes back and says, well, no, their offer is to stream the games on their streaming platform. And TNT goes, well, we're a broadcast network. Like, we're over the air. They're not really over the air, but they're cable. Like, well, we're not a streaming service. And they go, well, then you can't match their offer because they're offering streaming. And then they go, well, we have an app. We'll put it on our app. And they go, yeah, but you're not a streaming service and we're not giving you the rights to put it on your app. So it very interesting. This is, I know
fun.
It's like the minutiae of, yeah. I like watching the games on TNT. I would much prefer TNT to be victorious in this because I love the studio show and I like the TNT. I like the way that they broadcast the games. I think it's a superior broadcast to ESPN. And I'm not interested in watching games on Amazon. I'll do it. I'll do it.
I was just going to say, Hawk, if Charles Barkley's not there, you're still watching every Heat game on 100%. National TV.
100%.
That's the thing. And that's what the NBA is doing. They're trying to keep this salary cap rising.
Oh, that's no doubt.
That's their whole goal in life. Like, yeah, oh, y'all don't like this? You'll find us over here.
Is it maybe TNT just trying to be a pain in the side of the NBA?
Oh, no doubt. The NBA has deals in place now with NBC, ESPN, and Amazon, and they want to be done with it. They got exactly whatever they're looking for. They got what they're looking for. And now TNT is saying, nah, we'll match it. We're good. We'll take Amazon's package. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to be up to the NBA to decide, okay, well, do we want to fight their ability to match this, or do we want to match it? I don't know.
Now, I would for sure say the NBA is keeping TNT relevant, because I've never, other than basketball, said I need to watch that TNT show.
Yeah, sports on TNT. That's why I watch TNT. They have baseball. Mm-hmm. They've got NBA, the college basketball tournament.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.